Track 13, and here's this week's sports news, starting with the cricket. Ashburton's awesome year ends with silverware. Ashburton skipper Lloyd White is eager to have a crack at Tolchard's DCL B Division cricket next season after winning promotion as C West champions. It's nearly 30 years since Ashes operated in the B Division. Based on Ashburton's form in their promotion-winning season, White is already looking ahead with confidence. "We're all really looking forward to the fresh challenge of the B Division and certainly won't be there to make up the numbers," he said. "We want to compete and I believe we will more than hold our own. It's been an awesome, awesome year for the club, finally gaining promotion. I think we went on a run of taking 178 points from 180 available in the second half of the season, which is an absolute testament to our ruthlessness and consistency." But the cricket season generally ended with a bit of a wet whimper. What a washout! The final round of matches in the Tolchard's Devon Cricket League across all 17 divisions was virtually written off by bad weather. Of 80 matches on the fixture list from the Premier to the H divisions, only a handful actually got underway, and of the few that started, just two were played out to a finish. Bobby Tracy's hopes of finishing in the A division top five were scuppered by a rain-off at C Columpton. Bobby Tracy's second 11's home game against B division champions Budleigh Salterton failed to get away from the start line. Ipplepen are facing the prospect of a double relegation after a rain-off at Braunton condemned the first 11 to a place in the B Division bottom two. But not only will Ipplepen's first 11 go down, so will their second 11 due to a Devon League regulation whereby clubs are not allowed to operate two teams in the same division. Timothy Sheldon, South Devon and Chudley ended up third, fourth and eighth, respectively, in C Division. And that closes the cricket season. Moving on to football, Buckland Athletic secured another really big 3 points when Bradford Town visited Homer's Heath on Saturday, August the 30th. Matt Cusack's side returned home empty-handed from Sidmouth Town a few days prior to this, and so he emphasised that it was important we got the response from the lads. The result was Buckland Athletic 2, Bradford Town 1. All three of the South West teams in the Peninsula League Premier East tasted success on August the 30th. Tynmouth AFC picked up where they left off during the week to earn a first league victory of the season. They edged out Torrington AFC by a single goal to advance in the cup competition, and now they followed that up with a convincing home win over Axminster Town 4-1. Over in Bubby Tracy, Torrington AFC were beaten for the second time this season by a South Devon team, and the Moorlanders were truly rampant, putting 8 unanswered goals past them, including 2 hat-tricks. Newton Abbott Spurs backed up a midweek win over Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police with 3 more points. Toby Pullman scored the only goal of the game for them away at Bishop's Lydiard, Spurs moving into fourth as a result. And finally, a bit of running, which never seems to stop. August action was plentiful with many Teignbridge trotters taking on local races. The Lusley 10K, which we mentioned a few tracks ago, was a challenging off-road race on Bank Holiday Monday with 1,000 feet of elevation. The hills, tracks and hot conditions made it challenging, but there was great success with the men securing second team prize, an excellent result on such a tough course. Elsewhere, the Torbay Twilight 10K took place with 6.75 laps of the Paignton Velo Park. Lucy Payne reported that it was very hot and the last lap seemed to go on forever. Roger Easterbrook took part in the Dartmouth Royal Regatta 4.5 mile road race. And finally, the City to Sea multi-distance race took place on August the 31st with plenty of trotter participation. Sam Galvin said the City to Sea half marathon promised coastal charm and delivered it, along with wind and rain. "We set off from Dawlish Warren, where the sea breeze was flexing its muscles and the clouds looked suspiciously well-fed. The first few miles hugged the sea wall, offering stunning views and a bracing headwind that made you feel like you were running through a car wash set to gusty. Showers came and went, never quite soaking, but always enough to keep you guessing. The terrain was flat and fast until Shaldon, where the course turned uphill and the real drama began. The hills weren't just steep, they were theatrical. Slippery paths from earlier rain meant every step was a negotiation between ambition and gravity. It felt like a victory parade along the final stretch into Babbicombe, albeit one where everyone looked slightly damp and mildly traumatised. Oh, what fun! That concludes the sport for this week.